Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Israel Unplugged. This is Josh Wander from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and I'm here with my co-host, Rabbi Moshe Lichtman from Beit Shemesh.
Yes, hello, hello. Welcome back, and we have a great show lined up for you today.
Israel Unplugged is where you get the unadulterated facts of where we're holding in the redemptive process, focusing primarily on the ingathering of the exiles. We are a live show, and I know that you are listening in, I'm speaking to you, from all over the world, and we want you to call in right now and speak to us. We want to hear your feedback, hear what you think. Why are you listening to us? What is it that you want to get from this show? What are you interested in? What are you not interested in? We want to hear criticism. We want to hear compliments. We want to hear everything. If you are unfortunately stuck in North America, you would want to call the number 301-768-4841. That's our Aliyah hotline, 301-768-4841. If you're fortunate enough to be here in the land of Israel, in Eretz Israel, then the number is 02-650-0151, 02-650-0151. I want to put in a plug for our websites. The first one is our organization called Bring Them Home. bringthemhome.org.il could also be found at israeltorah.org and also found at itstimetoleave.com. All of those lead to the same place. It's a great website with lots of information from all across the board, including videos and podcasts that will enlighten you. And we want you to go specifically to our YouTube channel and to sign up, to subscribe, and to press on notifications, because that helps us and helps the algorithm. Also, we want you to visit Rabbi Moshe Lichtman's website, which is toratzion.com. And am I right with that?
Correct. Torah Zion. Okay. Yeah.
And over there, you will find a list of all of his great books that he has written, that he has translated, and other interesting projects that he is involved with. He just finished a new book, which we hope to speak about today, as well as interviewing some very interesting personalities here in Eretz Yisrael that are going to help you make Aliyah. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Israel Unplugged. As promised, we have a special guest today. His name is Daniel Klughaupt, and I hope I pronounced that right. And he made Aliyah from Passaic, New Jersey in 1987, the same year I made Aliyah, incidentally. And today he lives with his wife and six kids, incidentally, same as me, but not in he's in Ramat Gan. And he juggles between working full-time in sales for solar panel rooftops and being a life and business coach and NLP practitioner. And his idea was a calling, meeting Olim that had difficulties making it in Israel. There's so much information out there, but it's not all in one place. And he decided to create something called Hash Home. It's a website. It's a one-stop shop for free reading, videos, and also a place to advertise paid services such as English-speaking plumbers, doctors, driving teachers, etc. And the website, the idea is to keep, if it keeps even one more family in Israel, then it was worth it. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Welcome. Thank you. First of all, we have Shalkoa on the talk show itself. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. I'm here with Rabbi Moshe Lichtman, who's my co-host. And tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you coming from and how you came up with this great idea?
Well, like you said, I was born and raised in New Jersey. And in 1987, I became an aliyah, moved to Ra'anana, which, again, if you can count Ra'anana as Israel, or it's a, you know, that's also a question, if it was more Israelis or Anglos. But like you said, nowadays I'm living in Ramat Gan, and in with my experience of coaching and also just driving around Israel trying to sell these solar panels, you meet a lot of Anglos. You meet a lot of people, and a lot of them are fresh off the boat. They just came to Israel and said, tell me, Daniel, you've been here for a long time. Where can I find a job? I think one of those major issues, how can I make money? And people say, listen, my kid's coming. Do you know which yeshivas have English-speaking programs? And you know, you go online, and you start looking. And you start looking. You see that Nefesh B'Nefesh has a lot of stuff. And Masa has a lot of stuff. And Keep Olim has a lot of stuff. And, you know, like, it just goes on and on. But everything is on their websites. And, you know, if you came with one organization, and a different organization is offering a service that the original organization isn't, you won't know about it. People are looking for free legal advice. They don't have money to review a Hebrew contract. And they don't want people to, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get paid. And they don't know that Kipolim has a free review contract service. Because they came with a different organization that might not have it. They might have it. They might be too busy. Maybe there's nothing available right now. And I said, this is crazy. So I said, listen, I'm going to try and found some kind of a thing. It's called Hash Home. I know Hash Home is a really catchy name, okay? But it's an abbreviation of Help Anglos Stay Here. That's Hash. And how are we going to do that? By Home. Helping Olim manage everything.
I have to say this, the obvious joke, which has nothing to do with the Green Leaf Party.
I don't know. In New Jersey, it's legal. I'm at a whole different conversation right now. Okay, New Jersey, New York, that's really legal. But anyhow, So I started going on different websites and just combining it onto one site. So if you go on to hashhome.com, hash, you know, middle line, home, hashhome.com, you'll see things from Nefesh B'Nefesh, from Masa, you'll see things from Kipulim, from you know, the Jewish whatever, and I'm just saying, oh, so, you know, let's all come together. Do you have anything good that can help Olim Chadashim? Just 2 days ago, you know, just a multi-shabbat, somebody contacted me, sent me an email. He said, do you know of any English-speaking cardiologists? I mean, what? How's that all going to happen? I mean, I just posted this website on Facebook and LinkedIn, and like not an hour went by, and somebody says, do you know any English-speaking cardiologists? And I happen to know somebody, a professor from Sheba, okay, but it was just like, well, in 30 seconds, he had the cell phone of a professor from Tel HaShomer, who's a cardiologist, and speaks English.
I just want to go over the actual name again, because I actually typed in hashhome.com and got to a Chinese website. So it's actually hash
middle line. Then, hash middle line home.
Okay. So there's
hash,
a line in
middle
between
line,
hash,
hyphen, you know, middle line,
and then .com.
You know, it's very interesting that you started by saying, you know, when you went to Ra'anana, you were not sure that you were in Israel, which I know you were joking, but I Dafka, it's funny because, you know, from what you're saying and from the organization that you set up, that actually is, you know, people should make aliyah to places where they're comfortable. They should make aliyah where places
I'm
where
all for
have,
it.
Like,
hey,
like
you
minded,
can go on
halftime.com.
You'll see exactly where. That's really cool. Are you on the site by chance?
Maybe Josh is. I'm not.
I have it on you.
You have it. Okay.
So check out we don't live in Israel. Exactly what you were saying just now. Check out where it says we don't live in Israel.
Right. If you're looking for an Anglo community, so go here. And if you're looking for, you want to become totally integrated and become Israeli, so live there. Okay, great.
But look what it says. Brazilian Jews, most Brazilian Jews move there. Scandinavian Jews live here. English Jews live there. Australian Jews live here. American Jews live there.
American Jews are living in Jerusalem, followed by Tel Aviv and Herzl HaPetuach, and then it gives Canadian Jews, English Jews, Italian Jews.
Excuse me, what about Beit Shemesh? What about Beit Shemesh? We have more Americans here than anywhere else.
Top five Anglo-Dati Lumi communities, Jerusalem, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Modi'in, Ranana, and Beit Shemesh.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, fantastic. As you said,
five Anglo Haredi communities, so got both.
Yeah. As you said, if you get even one Jew to stay here, it was all worth it. I always say that with my books, and I've translated a lot of books and written a lot of books on the importance of living in Israel, and I put a lot of effort into it. And I say, you know what? If one Jew made Aliyah because of my books, it was all worth it. All the 25 years of work is all worth it for one Jew to make Aliyah.
Yeah. It's just supposed to be an index. I mean, it can be a lot of free services that all the organizations are offering. It can be paid services, okay? I'm not expecting an electrician to work for free, you know? Shkoyach if you do. But if I know that I have an Anglo, what can you say? Anglos like to work with Anglos. So if you have an English-speaking person who's a computer technician, who's a doctor, who's a pediatrist, who's whatever he is, and you know you can just go on the hashhome.com website and find him.
So just to clarify, you're just a website. You're not giving personal advice to people. You're just sending
them. First of all, like I said, I do NLP. I do life coaching. I do business coaching. If somebody wants an Anglo who deals in business coaching, life coaching, getting by in Israel, they're welcome to give me a call, and we'll work together, you know? But the website itself is supposed to be a free index.
And you're advertising anyone you come up with or anyone who comes to you. You're not picking and choosing. You're not endorsing any of these.
No.
Okay, and these are not paid advertisements.
Nothing's paid on the website.
Very nice. How long has the website been around, and what has been the reaction to it?
Well, this is really amazing. It's been around. I mean, if you look on the website, you see the dates and the times when I've been posting things. It's been around for no time at all. And the minimum time that it's been online, I've had hundreds of entries. Hundreds of people have come online since it's been up. And it's been up, as you can see, for 2 days.
So you're brand new.
I've had hundreds of entries already on the site. This is a Siyata Dishmaya website. It's a Siyata Dishmaya website.
Wait, so how do people do people just stumble on it? Is that what you're saying? Like, how do people know about it?
I posted one post on Facebook. I posted one thing on LinkedIn. And I sent my family a link. That's it. Mm-hmm. And wow. 2 days, I've had over 300 entries into the website.
Wow. So we wish you tremendous luck. I mean, I thought you were doing this for years already.
I mean, it was really funny when I got invited to talk on the show. I'm like, what? Already? You know? Wow. That's why I say it's a calling. I feel like Hashem is saying, oh, somebody ready, finally is doing something. You know? Try and get anybody together.
Wow. Well, the pro Aliyah circles are small, unfortunately. So if you do something and you make waves, even if they're small waves, it really ripples across the large Olim ocean, and we all feel it. So, and we appreciate your efforts that you're doing for the cause, because I'm sure that it will bear fruits, and I'm sure that it will influence not just one but many people in positive ways to come back to Eretz Israel, come back home. And we would like you, of course, I have to put in a plug for ourselves, that we would like you to add some of our material from our website.
Gladly.
From our websites, because we're also trying to spread our wings as well. Even though we've been at it a little bit longer than you, we're still trying to get out there. And we'd love to see our stuff on your our materials on your website as well.
If it can help Olim stay in Israel, as far as I'm concerned, it can be on the site. It's very simple. It's very easy. If it's going to help Olim stay in Israel,
It's going to be on the website.
Which Thank is why you,
I'm,
Daniel.
I'm also talking. I'm turning to the, any Olim, any Anglos who are listening to me right now and have tips. It can be stress tips, you know. It can be time management. It can be business tips. It can be how to get by with ABC, how to buy a house, how to read a contract.
Speaking of time management, we have to go to a hard break. Thank you so much, Daniel, for coming on the show. And we wish you much hatzlacha and much success.
Amen. Amen. You too. Call too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country. From Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back again to Israel Unplugged. As promised, we have some great guests. We just spoke to an amazing person, Daniel, and now we're going to speak to another amazing person. His name is Moshe Einhorn, 29 years old. He's the father of four kids, Baruch Hashem, and he moved to Eretz Israel 2.5 years ago, originally from Muncie, New York, where he worked as a realtor before his move. His company's name was Rumi Realty. And since he's moved, he switched his job to help people to make Aliyah to Israel as comfortable as possible. The name of his company is myhomelander.com, and he can be reached at a number 845-406-4944. And his goal is to help as many people possible move stress-free. Welcome to the show, Moshe.
Welcome, welcome.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. So basically, as you mentioned very clearly, Homelander is here to make families moving. You know, when someone is moving a regular move, they're moving in the same city, they have a lot of difficulties. It takes them a lot of time to settle down on a regular move. Here, when people are moving sometimes 5,500 miles, they're moving from a lot of different areas. It's a lot more difficult. There's a lot more things that they need to know. It's a different culture, and everything is different. So Homelander is here. I'm here, available to help people. They should be able to understand and to learn and to get into the culture in an easy way. There's a lot of people that are doing it in a hard way. The goal from my company, the goal of what I do is to make it easy when they move. It should be the easiest possible moves. That's basically what I do.
So I'm just going to read up from your flyer some of the services that you provide: apartment preview, apartment lease review and negotiate, spotless apartment cleaning, appliance shopping, appliance delivery and connection, furniture shopping, furniture setup, houseware shopping, grocery shopping, unpack orders and organize home, VIP airport pickup, warm meals at day of arrival, help to set up a bank account, help with bills, help with internet and phones, help with Hebrew documents, help with bureaucracy, moral and emotional support. We answer all your questions and much more. Amazing. Tell us a little bit about give us some examples of what you have done for people how they have benefited from your services.
Got it. So basically you said very clearly everything I do. There's not too much more to say about, like, there is, the list is not, it's a list of, let's say, 20 examples, but I had a phone call this week. I have a family that moved from Muncie last week, Wednesday. I called them on Friday and I checked with them. I was in touch with them Thursday during the full day to settle the final things. People, the first day after somebody coming there, even when everything is ready, they need certain things arranged before Shabbos and after a move and first day that they come. So on Friday, I made a phone call to this guy and asked him that I want to check in with him if he had everything. His answer was, yes, I have your phone number. It's not the answer. It was the language. I asked him, do you have everything? And he said, yes, I have your phone number. And I said to him, okay, I got it. Then I asked him, everything is arranged for Shabbos? Yeah, everything. He said to me, yeah, I have everything. Everything is ready. Even my wife asked me if I have the number of the police, that Sola, if I have the phone numbers from all the things. And I answered that, Moishi, I prepared it. I have a folder. When someone is coming, there's a folder ready with all his receipts and all his items that you need to save. Very nice, organized. And also, there was a paper showing all important numbers that you need to know. So he said to his wife, yeah, we have everything. Everything is in the paper. So this guy called me up 50 minutes before this man, and he said to me, how do I make my fridge on Shabbos mode? There's a certain fridge coming with a Shabbos mode that's going, the lights is going off automatically, and there's a certain fridge, certain companies that you need to do it manually. I said to him, give me a second. I called up the company. I have a good connection with the guy in the company that is available and answering the phone. I'm a guy, someone that is also keeping Shabbos. 2 minutes later, he got his answer, and his fridge was all for Shabbos. So there's every day, there's every 50 minutes, half hour, there's a different scenario to explain what people need. And I can't put on the flyer that 50 minutes before this month, I will teach you how to make your fridge be the lights to go off. But basically, the idea of the company is unlimited. It's not an organization. It's a company. It's charging a few $1,000s. And people feel comfortable and free to call for anything and everything they need. It's starting by a few months before they arrive, before they move. There's certain people that it's even a few years. I have people that plan to move in 3 years from now, and they're asking me certain questions. Certain people need to know. They need to reach a good accountant. They have jobs here. They have jobs in New York. Certain people work in different places. They need to understand, what are my questions? I need to reach someone. Shopping. And it's also technical, helping them the first few months before they come, or minimum the first month, 3 days before they come, to buy all the stuff that they need to organize the apartment, to sign the lease, to understand the lease in Hebrew. They don't understand any Hebrew documents. Most of the people there just speaking English, so they don't understand Hebrew documents. And I'm able to help them because I worked in real estate before, so for me it's not so difficult to understand a contract and help them to sign a lease. So the flyer is basically covering what I do, but it's much more than that. Anybody that is using my service, whatever they need, they have a problem, a lot of things coming up. It's a different culture, it's a different place. They have an answer for everything and anything that they need. That's basically what I do.
So when you say you do it personally, or you have a network of people that are doing all these things with you?
Oh, most of the stuff is being done by myself. But, for example, cleaning apartments, I'm not cleaning apartments. I have a company cleaning apartments. And also the appliances and the furniture. There's companies and there's stores. There's in any place. Everybody is buying in certain places.
But you're doing the shopping around to find the best deals?
What?
You're shopping around to find the best deals? Is that how it works?
Yeah. For example, I have a house where it's, in Israel, when somebody is getting a 3% discount, 5% discount, it's gorgeous. On my houses, people buy houses, I have a 10% discount. I have on shopping, I have people that buy. I have someone that I delivered to his house 3 weeks ago, a gorgeous set of, a dining room set. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I need to show you a picture of what we're talking about. Talking about chairs like couch. Like every chair is looking like a couch. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. Brand was costing 12 or 13,000 shekels, 12, 13,000 ILS, the currency here. And I got it, someone used it a few months, brand new condition, I got it for less than 4,000 shekels. Meaning to say, there's certain people need used arrangements and certain people need brand new arrangements, even on brand new arrangements, because I'm not buying a fridge once a year. I buy a fridge once a week or a few times a week. I have different deals, better customer service. Certain people can wait in Israel on certain items 2-3 weeks. I have it the same day. Next day, it's a different, the service and pricing and everything is different when you deal with a lot of clients, a lot of shopping.
I want to ask you something. your motivation for this? Obviously, it's a business, and you're making our parnassa, and that's beautiful, and, you know, everybody needs to make our parnassa. Do you feel a little bit that, you know, there's a deeper or a more holy goal here, because you're helping people come to Eretz Yisrael and fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
100%. Look, if I want to make a lot of money, a real estate business, I have offers here in Israel, many, many different companies. I did real estate at a very high level. I can make 10 times the amount in real estate. This business, it's more like a mitzvah, but the best part of the mitzvah is that you charge a few thousand dollars. Because when I started, I was still in real estate, and I made the switch over to start to help people making Aliyah. At the beginning, I helped people, like, a minimum, a few hours. They have a lot of questions, and people were not comfortable to get the service. No one will use someone for 50 hours or 100 hours if they're not paying. A normal person, they're not really comfortable to make a phone call. So even though the price is it's a very decent price, it's a few thousand dollars, it's not crazy, it's a price that is worth it from both sides. From one side, it's not free, and the guy is comfortable. For sure, I don't call it an organization, because it's not an organization, but it's a mitzvah 100%. People can't, there's certain items that somebody will never know. I have a guy yesterday, I said for the guy, I explained to him the difference in the contract. He wants to buy a house. He's here for 4 months. And I asked him, he should please not do it. I explained to him, you need to do this 3 steps before, and then you're going to be ready to buy. This guy was ready to lose 150,000 shekels. You're talking about a hard contract. He didn't understand a certain document that you signed. It's called a Zichron Devarim. He didn't understand that the Zichron Devarim is binding. The seller was saying to him, no, it's nothing. It's a Zichron Devarim. You're putting down 150,000 shekels, and I give it back to you. If there's any problem, you can't get a mortgage, I give it back to you. And I said to the guy, do me a favor. You're not the first one. You're not the last one. Don't do it. So, mean to say, it's like the few thousand dollars that someone is paying, 6 months later, 12 months later, when they have a problem, they're getting an attorney letter, they don't know what to do, they don't understand it, they need help. It's, for sure, it's a mitzvah. It's not, the motivation is not the money.
Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. You should have tremendous hatzlacha, and we have to go to a break, so we really appreciate you coming on, and you should, my bracha to you is, you should have so many clients wanting to make Aliyah that you're going to have to expand and hire more and more people to help people make Aliyah. Thank you so much.
Stay with the personal level.
Yes, right. That's true.
Thank you.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa. Each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Israel Unplugged, and you know, as Tamar, our director of this show, said during the break, she said this is such a great show because it's so practical. There's so many, you know, we met two people who are really helping people. on a very practical level make Aliyah. And usually we, Josh and I, we speak more on the theoretical, on the hashkafic level of, you know, why a Jew should make Aliyah and to sort of encourage people to make Aliyah. Those two people we spoke to were talking about, once you decided to make Aliyah, we're going to help you and we're going to make it easier for you, etc., which is very important. And I definitely agree. We need people like that. But we also need to start convincing a lot more Jews to make Aliyah. So as you know, I have spent most of my adult life so far translating, writing, teaching, mostly about this issue of Aliyah and Gula, the redemption that we are in the midst of. And so I've written many books, and Baruch Hashem, thank God, this week, this past week, I came out with another book. If I'm not mistaken, it's my ninth. And it is.
But who's book, counting?
But who's counting? Now, actually, I said if I'm not mistaken, because I always get mixed up, because I have a few little ones that I put out that I don't know if I can consider it a book or not. So I say around nine. Not all of them are better. It's just, well, most of them, yes. So the name of the book is Ayelet HaShachar. As I say, actually, in my introduction, that you know, over the past 25 years, I've amassed quite a library of books on the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, and every one of them is amazing, and I really love them all, and I've looked through them all. Some of them I've read from cover to cover, but there's only a very few that can be described as classics. One of them, of course, and the number one is Ema Banim Smecha, which was my first translation. There's Me'afar Kumi, Rise from the Dust, which I also translated. But there was always one book that somehow escaped me. It was Ayelet HaShachar by Rav Yaakov Filber. I remember reading it when I was much younger and, you know, getting so much out of the book. It was actually some of the sources that I quote in my book, A Drop in the Ocean, I saw first in Ayelet HaShachar. And I always wanted to translate Ayelet HaShachar. In fact, 15 years ago, more than that even now, I approached the author of Filber, of Yaakov Filber, Shlita, and I asked him if I could translate the book, and he said 100%, and I even started a little bit. And then something else came up. There was another book that I saw, which I felt was very, very, very important. It's my book, Question of Redemption, Questions and Answers on the whether the state of Israel, modern state of Israel, can be the beginning of the redemption. And I worked on that. And then things happened. And finally, about a year and a half ago, I was able to get back to Ayelet HaShachar and finally was zoche, was meritorious, privileged to actually put the book out. Now, one can ask, you know, if you've already written so many books on the importance of Israel and the importance of the geula that we're going through, so then what, you know, what could one more book do? I mean, what could he possibly say that hasn't been said already? And the truth is that there are certainly some overlap. There's no question. In all my different books, there is overlap. But this book is so filled with Torah, with sources about the Geula, about the third redemption. In fact, that the longest chapter is called Shivat Zion HaShlishit, the third return to Zion, which is all about the Zionist movement and the state of Israel. And he goes through each event, each significant event that happened in the course of the history of Zionism, including, of course, the Holocaust and the establishment of the State of Israel, the Six-Day War, the War of Independence, the Six-Day War, and other things that have happened since then from a purely Torah perspective. In other words, he, Rav Filber, is a great mind. He was one of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook's greatest Talmidim students, and he, you know, he's one of the biggest experts in the world of Rav Cook's writings, both Rav Cook's, the father of Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook and the son, and as I said, he learned by the son, And that's what's unique about the book, is that he touches on a lot of issues that were not that were not touched upon in so many other of my books. First of all, he brings the opinion of Rav Kook. He brings Rav Kook's understanding of things that were happening, the events that were happening in his days, and certainly his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, events that were happening in his day and how we should view it. And that's definitely unique, although I did translate a book about Rav Kook's life, but it's more of a biography. It's not so much hashkafa, although there is hashkafa in it. So there's that aspect. And there's also, and this is really crucial, in all my other books, I speak about Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and Geulat Yisrael, the redemption, the redemptive process, Medinat Yisrael being Reshit Smichat Geulatenu, the first flowering of our redemption, etc. But I've rarely touched upon two other issues which there are full chapters about in this book, Ayelet HaShachar, which in English is called The Dawn of Redemption. And I'll say why in a second. But and those two chapters are Netzach Yisrael, which is the eternal nation, that Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, are the eternal nation. Talks about what our tafkid, how do you say that? What our job, what our task is in this world. What is our mission? Why did God put us onto this world? What are we supposed to be doing? And again, it's not only about Eretz Yisrael, it's about what the Jewish people's focus should be on, and the fact that we are an eternal nation, that we will never, ever be destroyed. We will always exist, and we are Hashem's. We're the ones who fulfill the will of God in this world. So there's that chapter, very, very beautiful chapter, the fact that we're the chosen nation. All right, he talks about a lot of different issues, which I can't go through right now. And then there's one of the most beautiful chapters in the book is called Loving All Jews, or in Hebrew, Ahavat Yisrael. The concept of Ahavat Yisrael, loving all Jews. And it's connected to the issues of the state of Israel, etc. Because as is well known, many of the religious anti-Zionists, base their claim that the reason why they are against the state of Israel and against Zionism is because it was started by these sinful, terrible, evil Jews who did not keep any of the Torah and who flouted the mitzvot and didn't care about the mitzvot and belittled the mitzvot, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore they even claim that we have an obligation to hate these Jews. We have to hate such Jews, the Torah tells us. So he has a whole chapter here of Filber about how not true that is, that there is an overriding mitzvah in the Torah called Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that you have to love a fellow Jew. And especially when we're talking about Jews who are the reason why they are not keeping the Torah and the mitzvot is because they were led astray generations ago. They were brought up this way. So we have an extra obligation to love them and not to shun them. And once you change that way of thinking, it puts a new perspective on the entire enterprise of Zionism and the state of Israel, because you realize that these people were really, you know, if anything, were doing tshuva in a certain way, were repenting in a certain way by caring so much about the Jewish people and rebuilding the land of Israel, even though they were not doing it for holy reasons, but nonetheless, that they're holy Jews. All Jews are holy, and we have to love everybody. He quotes a gra that says that it is totally forbidden to hate a fellow Jew, even if he is wicked. And there are so many sources that say that God got angry at various different prophets or great rabbis, and these are all sources found in the Gemara and Tanakh, because they belittled Am Yisrael, and they were belittling the Jewish people when they were being wicked. So the Gra says that, you know, even wicked Jews, it is forbidden for a Jew to hate them. Maybe you can hate their actions. You can try to stop them from doing evil actions, but to hate them to the core, to hate them intrinsically, that is something that is extremely frowned upon in Judaism, and he brings so many sources to prove this. So it's really a special book, a very, very special book. It will definitely inspire anybody who reads it, no question about it. It'll inspire them. At the very least, this is what I say about all my books, at the very least, my goal is that people should understand that the viewpoint of religious Zionism, but serious religious Zionism, is a legitimate Torah opinion. We have so many sources. If anything, we have more sources than the other side. That's something I always point out, but that we won't go through that right now. We don't have any time left, but I highly recommend it. Right now, it's not on my website, but if you write me an email, if you go to my website and write me an email and say you want that new book, you want Ayelet HaShachar, I'll be in contact with you and I'll help you purchase it. So thank you for listening today, and we'll see you again next week.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.home page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.